What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. We're invited to the opening of Castine Historical Society's exhibit on Francis Hammabi's Maine, A Life in Art. The exhibit features more than 40 works of art by Hammabi, who was a silkscreener, painter, graphic designer, and puppeteer. And his love of Down East Maine shines through his large body of work. The exhibit follows Hammabi's early life as a Japanese-American living in New Jersey, to his service in World War II and the aftermath of Japanese internment, to his life as a working artist in Down East Maine. The opening includes a tour with Castine Historical Society's executive director, Kate McMahon, and exhibit curator, Carl Little. RSVPs are encouraged for the 5 to 7 p.m. reception today, but aren't required. CastineHistoricalSociety.org. You can go there to register or for more information. Harold Green, who is a Hollowell-based author, wrote a thriller about AI and elections set in Aroostook County. This debut novel, entitled The Architects of Control, a political thriller, is, according to Kirkus reviews, explosively thrilling and quietly powerful. You can grab a copy today at 2 p.m. at a book launch being held at the Dr. Shaw Memorial Library in Mount Vernon. That's Harold Green's debut novel, The Architects of Control. A talk entitled Diverse Manifestations, Queer Art Around the World with Christopher Brumfield will be held at Blue Hill Public Library on Monday, June 22nd at 6:30. The program is part of the Peninsula Pride celebration, which includes an interfaith church service, festival, and parade today. In Broomfield's talk on Monday, he will touch on many kinds of art and different manifestations of queer identity in art, and will discuss artists from all over the world. The talk's appropriate for all ages. Everyone's welcome. Christopher Broomfield's an artist, an art teacher, and a writer who hails from Louisiana. For more details about the festivities or the talk, you can go to peninsulapride.me. Caroline Bix, author of Monsters in the Archives, My Year of Fear with Stephen King, will speak on her new book at the Blue Hill Library on Thursday, June 25th at 7 p.m. Bix is a Shakespeare scholar at UMaine, and Monsters in the Archives is an exploration of Stephen King and his iconic early books, based on groundbreaking research and interviews with King, all conducted by Bix, who was the first scholar to be given extended access to his private archives. Bix is also the author of a witty literary cocktail book called Shakespeare, Not Stirred, Cocktails for Your Everyday Dramas. For more details on Thursday's talk, go to bhpl.net. Don't forget to work on your artwork donations to support Healthy Island Project's biggest fundraiser of the year, those 4x6 masterpieces. HealthyIslandProject.org for more details, but remember they're due no later than July 17th. Do you need some encouragement? I have two options for you. There's a plein air painting workshop in Southwest Harbor on the 24th, 10:30 to 1. You can paint at the Charles Rhodes Butterfly Garden with local artist Erica Elizabeth. Erica has a unique style of teaching that encourages watercolor students to play and experiment. Supplies and materials are available with an advance request. And for more information about that, go to WendellGilleyMuseum.org. We're also invited to join local photographer Glendon Rand for a photo walk through Belfast. Participants can bring your own camera, smartphone, digital, or film, or you can borrow one of Glendon's refurbished film cameras for the day, along with a free roll of film. The group will adventure downtown to take photographs with instructions on the basics of film photography. And then, after the walk, the film will be processed by the instructor, and a meetup will be scheduled to view the photos on a projector and discuss together. This is happening June 27th, 9 to 11 a.m. For more information about this opportunity, waterfallarts.org. Have you heard about the Maine Painters Workshop? If you're interested in working with Jill Hoy, Louise Bourne, and Rick Landsberg in Brooksville, overlooking the Egamogan Reach on August 24th to the 28th, you want to go to paintmainecoast.com. That workshop again is happening in later August, but you need to register. As businesses return for the season, please double-check the time and date before you go. We'd hate for the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?